Thank you, everyone. I'd like to call to order this June 20th, 2023 regular meeting of the Upper Santa Clara Valley Joint Powers Authority. We have present tonight Vice President Armitage and Directors Cooper, Martin, and Orzechowski, as well as myself, for tonight's meeting. This meeting is being conducted in person at the Rio Vista Water Treatment Plant Boardroom. As a convenience to the public, members of the public may also participate virtually by logging into the agency's Zoom meeting. Any member of the public may listen to the meeting or make comments to the board using the call-in number or Zoom webinar link. All the announcements read at the SCV Water Board regular meeting earlier this evening pertain to this meeting as well. If there is public... To the public that is attending in person, there are public comment cards on the table. Please complete them and return to the board secretary to help expedite public comments. I do have one comment card that I received. The procedures for tonight's meeting are as follows. I will introduce each agenda item. Staff will present. I will ask for public comment. I will then ask for discussion and questions from board members. Once concluded, I will ask for a motion and a second. After any further discussion, the board secretary will call for roll call votes. Move on to the agenda. So the first item is public comments on non-agenda items. I do not have a public comment card on that. Do we have any online comments?
We do not.
All right. And I believe we've dispensed with votes on the agenda. We just adopt the agenda unless there's no opposition.
That is correct. If there's no changes, yes.
Okay. All right. Next, we'll move on to the consent calendar. Do I have a motion on the consent calendar?
So moved, Martin.
We can call for the vote.
And there was no public comment on that as well.
Thank you.
As I call your name, please state how you vote. Vice President, or actually Director Orzechowski?
Yes.
Director Martin?
Yes.
Director Cooper?
Yes.
Vice President Armitage?
Yes.
President Goodsight?
Yes.
Thank you. The consent calendar is approved.
Thank you. Next, we'll move on to a general agenda items, item 3.1, which is approving a resolution for the fiscal year 23-24 and 24-25 budget.
I love this budget because it's one page. Not a lot of activity for the fiscal year 23-24 budget. We are expecting $75 million bond proceeds that go into the authority, and then you see them as a transfer out, and then that gets transferred to the agency's account. There's a small amount of interest earnings estimated at about $200. And about $4,500 transfer in to cover GPIA insurance. So we project to end the year with $12,650 in the budget. And that concludes my report.
Thank you. We do have public comment on this item. Ms. Noltemeyer, would you like to make your comment at this time?
Pam Noltemeyer, yes, there seems to be suddenly $75 million that seems to just popped up. And you see it there. I'm sure you can comment on it. The question is, I researched, just where is it coming from? And why are you so urgent just to kind of make it disappear? It's getting more and more disgusting to deal with the board here. It's these kind of things, but this is very large. This is worth filing a complaint about. The estimated expenses will be $75 million. Really? These funds will be transferred to the new SCV water bond proceeding fund. Where did it come from? I'm sure you all can tell us exactly where it came from. I know where it came from. And I'm sure you probably do too, but I'm losing more and more respect, have more and more disrespect for the boards here, the water company. It's just declining, declining, declining. And then I saw this, and you're not being honest about it. And that seems to be the trend. Well, if we do, if we can just go and find some way to work around it, or it's just very disappointing. And on this one, I think I will be looking into it further, see if we can file something on this, and maybe get you to respond a little more with what you're doing with the ratepayers' money. And then you're setting up all these cute little ways of disguising it, moving it. And I don't know, what is your intent to use this for? It may be some integrity lessons or something. But this was very dubious way of going about it. And I watched it and I thought, I wonder if they'll be honest about where this money is coming from. $75 million in new bond proceeds. You had that many in bonds. That's good to know. You just had them hiding somewhere before. They never showed up. And
thank you for your comment, Ms. Noltemeyer. Okay. Your time is up.
Thank you.
Right. Do we have any director discussion on this item? All right. Do we have a motion?
I'll move for a motion.
I'll second it, Martin.
All right. If there's no further discussion, we can call for a vote.
As I call your name, please state how you vote. Director Cooper.
Yes.
Director Martin.
Yes.
Director Ozachowski.
Yes.
Vice President Armitage.
Yes.
President Gutzeit.
Yes.
Thank you. This item is approved, and that's resolution number 2023-02.
Thank you. At this time, we've reached the end of the agenda, which is adjournment. General Manager Stone.
That's almost as good as Vice President Ronstein. We're all getting promotions tonight.
Yes.
I just wanted to provide a little context from the public comment. It is probably potentially confusing. We have this entity that functions as a financing authority. That is its stated purpose, and that's what it does. And so when we're booking bond proceeds on a budget, that is the anticipated bond issuance. In the public process discussion, I'll just note that the Santa Clara Valley Water Agency Finance Committee and the board have extensively discussed this upcoming bond financing. The preliminary offering statement was included on the Finance Committee packet yesterday, and the full financing packet will be coming to both the SCV Water Board and this board at upcoming meetings in July. The preliminary offering statement includes a list of anticipated uses of funds, as well as financial disclosures and other disclosures about the agency. We will be briefing debt rating agency as well on that in the upcoming week or two. And so our hope is that we will have their rating on that proposed bond issuance in hand when we come back to both the SCV Water Board and this board. And all of that is being done as part of a public process where the documentation is available. And just didn't want the impression that this was some kind of mystery to be unchallenged. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We have arrived at adjournment. We are now adjourned.